if you were digging through the cemetery, I would have provided a bit more flavor. Uh-huh. Is the wrong flavor. Word to use. There would have been more vivid descriptions of what you were digging through.
Fair enough.
I need to remember to press the record button before I say I'm going to press the record button, so I can always make sure that I don't miss the first syllable and a half of Beth invariably chanting button, button.
Sorry.
These are the logistical challenges that I have to work with. Beth has apologized for reasons that I do not comprehend, because it's 100% on my end.
Sorry.
I'm just going to stare directly at the camera, which I do not have because it's an audio medium. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a webcam connected to this computer.
Oh.
Well, that's intentional. If I'm not going to use it, why have it plugged in? It takes up a USB port.
True.
Hello, and welcome to Cogworld. This is a Cypher System campaign. You can find this and many other campaigns over at aaronbsmith.com. And who would like to plug a thing? Wait, no. My name is Crash. I'll be your GM this evening. Tonight, I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and EO. And who wants to plug a thing? Wait, already did that bit. The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it's always been. On the ring gear of Archizo, in the Windbreak region, under Kolma's Temple of the Dead, initiative is about to be rolled. In our last session, the party split up to investigate, with Maffa and Shay looking for the culprit to the gas leak, Chitika and the Nibblings looking for Chitam, who had been missing since the previous night, and Tam and B looking for misplaced items. Or, barring that, items that could be misplaced. In the process,
we are looking for misplaced items, and if we cannot find them, we will create them.
Indeed. If you can't afford misplaced items, make your own. Something like that, I guess. Uh-huh. In the process, Tam was reunited with Mrara, an old catkin from the Church of Trickery, who insisted she was on vacation. They went exploring some tunnels after not even shenaning once. While at the same time, Chitika and the Nibblings were digging towards a similar location. The session ended with a clicking sound, followed by a voice in the darkness that did not sound inviting at all. And I have totally forgotten that character's character voice, so I'm going to make things up. That, I'm sorry, I've shown you behind the curtain. The GM makes things up.
Oh no.
Yes. It is the morning of the 11th day of summer, and the smell of burnt wood and baked goods still permeates the area around what's left of the kitchens. Where you are, smells like fresh-turned soil instead. Lucy, god of millet, has been providing the resources she has, mostly millet and kindness to all who seem to be in need. Tasks that involve calming others are eased for this session. Tam, god of trickery, prefers to keep others in the dark, but themselves, not so much. Having wandered blindly through the tunnels, their senses are on high alert. Rolls for noticing things with senses other than vision are hindered one step less than normal. So it's not going to be a bonus on top, but it's going to be less of a penalty. Chitika, god of darkness, is on her way to save a family member. Rolls that involve protecting those she cares about are eased by one step for this session. Maffa, god of the crossroads, is aware that not all roads are above ground. With this new tunnel about to intersect with existing ones, all roles involving life and death are eased for this session. What happens next is up to you. Who wants to plug a thing?
ElizabethMcCoy.com.
Are we in the combat tracker yet?
We will be shortly. I need to select just the characters who are involved because only one kobold is present. You are in the... I almost said kobold tracker.
I mean,
that's where Lyder would like to put.
And I accidentally added mischievous Lord Stabby. So I clicked to make Lord Stabby not be in the tracker, and it removed everyone from the tracker.
Whoops.
Beep, 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 beep. Which translates beep, to, beep, beep. If I can't be in the combat, no one can.
Yeah, sounds fair.
Okay, let's try that again.
It doesn't let me do the what's it with initiative dice, the pop-up thing.
Oh. What do I need to add?
I have a speed edge of 3, so...
Ah, I have added 3 to Tam's initiative.
Thank you.
Oh, the edge counts as well?
Well, if you're going to put a level of effort in it.
Ah.
Yeah.
And if you have... I can put a level of effort in for 3 with for free with a speed edge of 3.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to spend all 3 of them to get the... Oh! Oh!
Possibilities have just opened up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here is the scene. We have Chitika and a brigade of nieces and nephews are digging, not quite straight down, because in Minecraft 1 does not do this, but close enough to that to reach Chitam. Mafa and Shay are also there. Mafa and Shay, have you jumped down the hole that everyone else is digging?
As I recall, Shay asked me not to.
As I recall, you don't always do what Shay asks you to do.
Yes, but I'm being uncharacteristically transigent today.
Okay. So you're at the top of the tunnel.
Yes.
Okay.
This explains why my initiative is so low.
Oh.
Wait.
In the tunnel underneath, which apparently is a larger chamber than just a tunnel, there is Tam, who can see everything, if by everything you mean darkness. Down there, we also have Chitam, who has just had the gag taken out of her mouth. Baby B, whom Raro is referring to as Little B, with a stinger, because hairpin.
That's fair.
And Mrara, who is clearly not doing anything. Mrara is cat. Doing things is for other people. There's not even a sunbeam down here.
Rude.
Rude of the sunbeams, yes.
Exactly.
If only someone could dig another tunnel in here to let the sun in, then Mrara could bask in it. Because Mrara is cat. But we ended the last session with a click. We're going to deal with that click now. Tam, speed defense roll, difficulty 7. The difficulty is that high because you cannot see where it's coming from.
That is already taking into account the thing.
It is not taking anything into account other than the fact that it is coming from the darkness.
Which is eased a little bit for...
Right.
Yeah. Tam does have the thing that I mentioned at the start of the session, which can ease this, certainly, because you did hear a click.
Okay.
Okay. With a 13... you have beaten difficulty 7 because of various things that are applied to this.
Because of spending 3 levels of effort on it.
Yes.
I will note, I am pretty sure that I never got to recover any of my stuff overnight.
So, I remember you mentioning that last session, and I thought, oh, that means EO's going to put those points back in. But...
No.
Oh, well. Well, hopefully someone's going to dig a tunnel down the rest of the way to let some light in here so you can see what you're doing soon. However, here's what happens. There is an additional click followed almost immediately by a sound. There is a blue blast of light. Doesn't quite fit. It's not that intense. But there is definitely a blue spark or light or something, a light source. You can't read by it. It happens too quickly. And then as you, I'm going to let you interpret how you managed to not get hit by a projectile, but it does end up impacting the dirt wall behind you. And a large amount of dirt flies in a variety of directions.
Yeah. What? And here I thought you could see in the dark.
Better than you can. The voice is not coming from where the light was. Little rodent, stay still. I'll make it quick. There are some sounds of movement. You can't tell what's happening. It is Shay's turn. Shay is lowering a rope and realizing there's no trees nearby to tie the rope off to. There are trees. They're just not conveniently located here. So a slight problem. Next up is Tam.
Well, so I've heard movement and things.
You have heard movement. And when Mrara was talking, you were hearing Mrara's voice moving as well. Mrara was not standing still.
Well, I'm going to try to orient on that to get into immediate range of the little ratkin with the gun.
You're very close to what it is.
Oh, Rodentkin. I didn't actually tell you what it was.
What's that?
You're within immediate range. Yeah, okay.
Within 10 feet. Yeah, there's a chance you were within 10 feet when the whole thing started. This is a larger chamber, but also the whole thing had to be dug out. So it's not that much of a larger chamber.
Well, and it seems like Mrara has probably attacked them.
There was an attempt, at least. You didn't hear either party cry out like they've been struck.
It's just attacked, not hit.
Most likely. I will allow you to use Mrara's voice as an asset towards having a good idea for where the assassin is. If you are doing anything against them, it's going to be difficulty 6. Avoiding the attack was a 7 only because they were ambushing.
So there is an asset from Mrara's voice because of the thing at the beginning of the session.
Oh no, this is an addition to that.
Oh.
Mrara's helping. Mrara's not lifting a finger to help.
That is going to be 3 assets because I have opportunist and I have an asset on attack rolls against the creature that's already been attacked at some point and is within immediate range.
Okay.
And let's...
With a 15, that's a success.
Yes. And you know that thing about how the assassin can see better than I can?
Mm-hmm.
Could. They could see better than I can.
You have used your tier 3 ability, Poke and Run. When you attack a creature that has eyes, the difficulty of the attack is increased by 1 step. If you hit, the creature has trouble seeing for the next... Oh my gosh, you 3 stooged it.
Yep.
And you can move... And you can move or attempt to hide as part of the same action.
That is not what I meant to do. I was trying to roll damage. I forgot you don't roll damage.
It's okay. And I gotta click on this to see what it was again. Okay. Tasks the creature performs that rely on sight, which is most tasks, are modified by 1 step to... See, I like this wording better because you're not hindering their attacks. They're being modified because the creatures aren't rolling. They're controlled by the GM. But never mind. Side rant. Modified by 1 step to its detriment during this period. Okay. And you are, in fact, using a dagger, which does 2 points of damage to the eyeball.
No. The dagger didn't hit their eyeball.
The finger did.
It's just that while they were trying to not get stabbed somewhere vital by the dagger, Tam poked them in the eyes.
You had a feint. You couldn't even see them and you did a feint. I love it. Little fawn, be careful where you swing your dagger. You almost got a whisker. The voice is not coming from anywhere near where you are now. Chitika, you are hearing sounds below you. There was a foomp sound. There was a sound of a lot of dirt falling. And the sound of a molekin getting poked in the eye. That sounds rather specific. And yet you feel like that's an accurate description of what took place. After all, it happened in the darkness.
Well, Chitika is activating awareness again.
I'm assuming that over the course of the digging down, you were using that a lot to make sure that you were staying on target.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a 10-minute thing. So, yeah, whenever it... Yes, Chichika has been invoking that pretty much... okay, not constantly, but, well.
In my headcanon, the nibblings have created some type of assembly line of digging the dirt and kicking it up, and then someone higher up in the tunnel kicks it up higher all the way up to the top. And you could pretty much just stand where you are and slowly lower down like you're in the world's slowest elevator made of dirt.
No, she's down there digging, possibly at the very front, because, I mean, she's got four limbs to dig with and two to kick backwards with.
But yeah, it was my head cannon, not the actual cannon.
True.
Regardless.
Chichika does not have that much dignity. She's down there. She's digging.
Okay. Well, there's a pretty good chance you're about to break through if you keep this up.
Chichika would like to... aware of all living things, including general position.
Oh, yeah, there's several living things down there.
The problem
some of them
is
are moving about.
It doesn't say anything about the ones who are telling friend versus foe.
Well, there's one that is not moving about. The others are moving, including a rather small one. And compared to you, that's saying something.
Chichika would like to come out. Probably where she's not going to actually land on any of them, because the chances are very high that she would land on a friend.
Okay. Difficulty 6 roll. It would be 7, but you have a pretty good idea of where they are. The downside is most of them are moving about. So difficulty 6 speed roll.
At a minimum, she doesn't want to come out on top of the one who's not moving, because she has a suspicion who that is.
Certainly. Difficulty 6 speed roll.
Okay, I'm just checking to see. Okay, if I have a edge of 1, that doesn't give me anything there. I need to put more edge into speed. Just check to see if I've got anything. I'm using my action to dig, not to sing. Protecting those I care about?
You are making a beeline for where Chitam is being held.
Yep. Okay. Diff 6. It's a... speed roll, and it's a diff 6 speed roll, and ouch. I can't think of anything I can do to... Well, she's not going to come out on top of the one who's not moving, so that's about all that she really, truly is going to have to care about. Let's see who I come out on top of. Ouch.
Well, good news, everyone. That's a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 1 better... than what I would have liked to see. That would have been hilarious.
Oh, well. Okay. Do I get a...
roll a d4 for me.
Okay.
Roll a d4.
Do I get a point for the failure? There's a 1.
So here is what I intended to do. Mm-hmm. Whatever you rolled, I was going to look at the initiative tracker to determine the accompanying number. Chitam is not on the initiative tracker. You were not going to hit Chitam. You were not aiming for the stationary target. That was the one target you were guaranteed to not hit because it wasn't moving. But there were 4 other beings. The assassin, Tam, Mrara, and B. You rolled a 1 on the D4.
Somehow, Chitika comes out on top of Mafa.
A portal opens up. You think that Chitika appears above Mafa? No. Mafa has far-stepped to the bottom of the tunnel, thinking, oh, they broke through, only to have Chichika land on top of her. No, this is not what takes place. Here's the thing. The assassin was tied with Mrara for highest initiative.
Oh.
And because alphabetical order, the Molkin was top, and you rolled 1. You are going to land on the Molkin assassin. Followed by a significant number of nibblings who may or may not have stopped digging.
Considering that we're going to find out the Molkin has fur, aren't we?
They do have fur.
This means that since no one else of Chichika's acquaintance except Tam has fur. She would like to try to grab onto and grapple whatever it is she lands on that's furry. Thud.
I will say that you are attempting this, but your action for this turn, for which we've already done two rolls,
is to land.
What was to break through.
Yes, that's fine.
And Ellie in the chat, the highest pitched yeehaw. I will say, because this was a failed roll, you are going to take 2 points of speed damage. It was a speed roll, so I feel like it's fair.
That's definitely fair. I will take 2 points
from impacting a variety of things.
Yes. And also being landed on by all the nibblings.
Well, yes, there is in fact coconut-esque sounds as nibblings rain from the sky. But you know what also comes down from the sky? Sure. Light.
Ah.
Because you broke through, and your tunnel was almost straight down. It veers here and there, but enough light's coming down that Tam is now able to see what's going on. There is, in fact, an elderly ratkin over there in the corner who is tied up, but with a gag around her neck as opposed to in her mouth.
I would like it known that this is highly ironic that the god of darkness has brought light.
The Molkin is roughly the same height as Chitika, but a bit rounder. It's possible that if they stretched out, they would not be. It's not that they are rotund. It's that they are orb.
Mole-shaped.
They are mole-shaped, yes. They are holding what appears to be a blunderbuss with a large canister above the trigger mechanism. Mafa, you have seen the avalanche of ratkin.
Have?
Well, you were at the top of the tunnel. I'm assuming you were looking down.
Yeah.
The ratkin have drained down like going, you know, whee.
Okay.
There was one at the end. Yeah. You saw the last one to go down actually spiraled the drain a little bit before going thump.
Around the rim shot. Nice. No, not canon.
They are followed by two snare drums and a cymbal.
Hey, I have to go down. I promise I'll look after myself.
Shay.
I'm giving him a chance to respond.
Oh, yeah. Shay gives you a look that bears the weight of, I have pulled you out of harm's way so many times over the years. And he just says, I trust you.
On my way down the tunnel, I shout, don't forget we keep stakes for the pavilion tents when it gets rainy and we have to do ceremonies.
Do you jump down the tunnel or do you far step down the tunnel?
Can I see the bottom of the tunnel?
It's almost straight down. You can see where there's a pile of nibblings.
Can I far step to a point that isn't on top of the pile of nibblings?
Give me a roll for noticing things. This is going to be difficulty 3.
Okay.
This is not against the Molkin. Therefore, it's an easier difficulty.
No, I can't.
All you see is ratkin.
We are like that a bit, aren't we?
I will say the thing about the stakes before I far step down, and then I will far step down and immediately hop off.
The mass of ratkin children is somewhat writhing. Imagine, if you will, a cuddle pile. Only not all of the participants are willing. One participant is not willing. Therefore, it is moving with a bit more vigor than usual. Far hop, skip, and jump. Thank you, Beth.
Yes.
Okay. And far step, I believe, is an action.
Yes.
Okay. It is Kobold B's turn.
But, however, there is one more thing I would like to do.
Okay.
Which is less doing and more asking. Of the protagonists here, I'm the one who can see in the dark. What do I see?
This is, in fact, a widened portion of what appears to be a longer tunnel. Which one's the exit and which one's the entrance? Look, you came from a new entrance, so whatever. It is maybe about 15 feet across in its widest point that isn't just part of the tunnel's length. On the far end from where you are, there is Chatham, who you've met before. And at there also appears to be a Tam. Not just Chatham, but also Tam. Which one's the original? I'll never tell. Look, I've been provided some documentation that says that Tam's the original. It's notarized. I don't recognize the notary on here. What's this? HK47, it says. Oh. Good to know. I didn't know he was a notary. Neither did anyone else. But back to describing the area. You do see a metal pipe that flares out on one end, kind of like a trumpet, but it's made of iron, that is sort of like sticking up out of the pile and flailing in various directions as hands that have a darker fur than Chitika or her relatives have. You also see a large cat, a smug-looking large cat.
Are we under the cemetery complex at all?
No.
Or are we still within the temple grounds?
You are within the temple grounds. If you were digging through the cemetery, I would have provided a bit more... Flavor is the wrong word to use. There would have been more vivid descriptions of what you were digging through.
Fair enough.
Above ground is more of an empty grass-covered field where there isn't really a walkway that gets close to this spot. And all the shortcuts that people were taking before they were turned into additional walkways don't really go over this particular location. So it was just grass until someone made it.
Fair enough.
Made a molehill. Ironically, not the mole.
Okay. Then I will yield my turn to B.
B circles the pile looking for an opening, wielding their hairpin, ready to strike. They do not find an opening, but they are looking for one. They have befriended most of the nibblings, so they don't want to stab any of them. Okay. It is the Mulkin's turn.
And hopefully they are rather hindered right now.
They are somewhat hindered. To the point where I'm not going to... Sorry, doing mental math. Chitika, here is the problem. The Mulkin is hindered, but so are you. Because you are half buried in nieces and nephews. They are more than half buried in nieces and nephews, but not theirs. So they're having a hard time aiming, but you're having a hard time dodging. So I'm going to say the asset you would get from them being having their motion restricted is negated by your inability to get out of the way. That means we're back to the original, which is difficulty 6 speed defense roll.
Let's see. I believe I have... Here, I thought I had a speed defense for some reason. Oops. What did that just close? There. No. Okay, I touch the star.
Interestingly, they are mostly undercover, or mostly covered, but this still doesn't count as an ambush, so it's not going to be the difficulty 7.
It's a pity that we don't count as an ambush.
No, I had you count as an attack. You did damage to the Mulkin.
Thump, 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 thump. Banzai. Okay. Do I have any defenses that I can... No, I'm not going to use my action only to move because I was digging. That doesn't work.
Well, this
okay.
This is not counting as an action. This is you reacting to the Mulkin's action.
Yes, but there's a, if I use my action only to move, all speed defense tasks are eased.
And you were digging. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was digging. So, okay. so I assume that that doesn't actually mean only moving.
It does not mean only moving.
Whoa.
Skilled you are in digging, but not that skilled.
Okay, this is speed defense, you say?
Yes. Difficulty 6.
I'm not a combat character. Oh, wait. I do, however, have one edge. Six, one, half dozen. Okay. Sure, let's do one easing. That'll cost 4 points to ease. If I spend effort, how many speed points do I?
Helps if I look at your character sheet and not Tam's.
Yes, yes, it does.
So this is speed. You have an edge of one. So the first effort you do will cost three. Uh-huh. No, cost two because of it costs two because you have the edge of one. It would be three.
If I put effort to ease the task in, it says it costs four.
Yes. If you're doing two effort, it costs four total. It would be five.
I'm putting in one level of effort to ease task, and the thing is telling me that's four speed points.
It's applying two levels of effort then.
Oh, it thinks I'm wearing armor. Am I wearing my chainmail?
Up to you.
I'm not sure I...
Yeah, you are wearing your chainmail here.
The question is
whether or not you're canonically wearing it. We can discuss this, but your character sheet says it's equipped.
That's what's doing the extra cost, I guess.
When I click on the little shield icon to make the armor inactive, then it shouldn't be costing that extra effort.
Okay, that's what was happening then. Correct. Okay, that's worthwhile. I don't think she put on the chainmail.
Probably didn't put on chainmail to go on a digging expedition. And that is, unfortunately, a failure. You beat difficulty three. Okay.
I don't think re-rolling that to try to beat a 15 is going to help.
Well, give yourself a luck point.
Okay.
You're up to four.
Yep.
And
don't worry, I'm sure I'm going to use them soon.
And you lose six speed points.
Ouch.
As the blunderbuss jerks towards you, and there is an initial click and a sound as a pellet. Well, pellet is the wrong word. It's a bit large to be a pellet. But a projectile of some degree of mass flies out the end of this and hits you.
Katika will shriek in rage and shock and... Owie, owie, owie.
It also knocks you. It knocks you backwards a bit. Imagine, if you will, the recentish discovery that rats giggle when tickled, but they giggle at a frequency that human ears can't hear. But instead of giggling, it is cries of rage and pain.
Right, which Discord can't hear.
Yes. Well, it hits you. You roll backwards a bit. You are no longer getting your movement hindered by nieces, nephews. The nibblings also start to scatter because most people don't want to get shot. And they were on top of somebody with a gun.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I would say so.
Not wolfkin to dogpile somebody.
All right. It is Mrara's turn. Mrara has found a sunbeam. Mrara lays down in it and does a stretch. It is Shay's turn. Shay is descending down the tunnel with a rope because Shay wasn't going to just bring the rope without stakes because Shay knew that chances are there wouldn't be something to tie off on. It just took some rummaging to get the stakes. But Shay can't do anything other than climbing down the tunnel. Shay is not technically in the chamber yet, but Shay can be seen. Tam, I need to change your initiative icon from the D20 again to the horrible goose. I need to do that again. But here's the thing, Tam. Mrara appears to have decided not going to be a part of this. Mrara is, from your point of view, directly behind the Mulkin.
Yes, I see indeed what she is putting down.
She put herself down. She's laying down in the sunbeam. We've established this, yes. And anyone pointing out something to the contrary is clearly inferring too much.
A lot of fur down here.
Well, yes. You're covered in it. The Mulkin's covered in it. You have an army of nibblings. Mrara's covered in fur. Oh, and Chitam's over there in the corner.
And yes, I will try to give the Mulkin a good kick in the right direction. I don't know how much damage.
Well, let's take a look at things. I don't think you have enough of a distance to travel for gallop to work.
No.
Targets closer to than short range cannot be trampled. And short distance is 50 feet. So no, you...
I'm not trying to trample them. I'm trying to kick them.
I was looking up the rules for gallop because that would have given me the description of what damage we can do, so I wouldn't have to wing things.
Fair. Well, I'm sure you don't have to wing them. I'm sure there are unarmed attacks in here.
I'm sure there are. Most unarmed strikes are basically count as light weapons, so it's 2 points of damage. But
oh, good.
Also, it's a hoof. One could argue that a hoof is similar damage to a light weapon. After all, if your hoof is a heavy weapon, I have some concerns.
If your hoof about your ability is a to heavy sneak. Weapon, then you need to take off the steel-toed boots.
If your hoof is a heavy weapon, you might be a Clydesdale.
I mean, yeah.
Or an Auroch.
The Red Bull.
Okay, this is going to be difficulty 6, though, except Rara is providing an asset.
Oh, wait, if it's a light weapon, does that mean my attack is eased? Attacks with light weapons are eased.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. As I'm staring directly at the dagger description that says, light weapon eased. Basically, you understand how to kick. You've been kicking your entire life.
Does having Chitika and the Nibblings land on them count as them being attacked?
Yes. Also, Marara might have done some things in the darkness. You already... Oh, this is not your first attempt to attack them.
Indeed. Oh.
Nice.
Oh, hello, Natural 20. How are you? How's the family? Oh, Nat 1 dropped out of school. Oh, so sorry to hear that. They've got a string of bad luck. Okay, with a Nat 20, you could do 4 damage in addition to the 2 you'd be doing with the regular hoof, or a major effect.
Break their gun.
Also, if you spent any points, which I can't tell, I think you did a free level of effort on there.
Yeah, I did a free level of effort.
Okay. Well, if it hadn't been free, it would be now. Major effects? Sorry.
Kick the gun out of their hands.
Okay. So considering the major combat effects listed are disarm, impair, knockdown, stun, as it on next action or additional action, I could definitely argue that disarm is somewhere between or combination of impair, knockdown, stun. You knocked down the weapon.
And you read disarm in there, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I read right past disarm and went to the other thing and said, yeah, it could apply. No, it was the first thing on the list.
Yeah, you read it out loud.
This is a long... file this under the long stream of things where I try to house rule something because I don't understand it, and it turns out I'm making it more complicated than if I just use the rules as written. All right, so with your Nat 20, you are in fact doing the 2 points of damage because you're not choosing extra damage. The Molkin goes flying over Marara. Marara yells because the Molkin just tripped over her. He should have watched where he was getting kicked. Rude.
Jail for Molkin. Jail for 1,000 years.
Exactly. He tried to kick Marara like the football. The fantasy football.
He tripped over Marara like the roadblock. Jail. Jail for Molkin. Jail for 1,000 years.
They fall backwards. They hit the ground not that hard because it's dug soil. But the gun does fly out of their hands, land butt end first on the ground, and it goes off. A projectile hits the ceiling above you. And right before we take a 5-minute break, I'm going to say, dirt starts raining down as if it was a GM intrusion. We're going to take a short break. We're back, and I'll not be providing boots or pants for Socket.
Boots, boots, boots.
Because
boots.
He would hate both things.
Ah.
He doesn't even like his collar. He has discovered how to remove it.
I mean, cats.
He has discovered to remove it where I have a more difficult time looking for it.
Well, that's clever of him.
He's orange, but apparently that's when he gets the brain cell.
Yeah.
That in that time he figured out how to turn on the hallway light.
Which
scared the crap out of him because he was not expecting light to come on. So as soon as he turned the light on, he ran and hid.
That is amusing. Poor kitty.
So the whole idea of someone having a thought and then the light bulb going on above their head. For Socket, the light bulb went on above his head. And he was like, no, I am burdened with terrible knowledge. Regardless, we went on break. I said GM intrusion. Now we need to do a GM intrusion. The blunderbuss has hit the packed soil directly above several of you. But who it's affecting the most are Chitika and Tam. What do you do to avoid being buried?
The silence is alarming.
They've been buried. They're trying to answer, and yeah, all we hear is...
it's alarming.
I think there's only really one thing I can do to avoid being buried.
Deploy an umbrella.
Do I still have an umbrella?
I think the only person who canonically still has an umbrella is Chitika.
I think Chitika left it at the top of the...
That is possible.
I must try... possibly to make a speed defense roll.
As soon as I'm done reacting to what Ellie has typed in the chat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have reacted what Ellie typed in the chat. That is, thank you, Ellie. You continue to be a gem. Yeah, speed defense is going to be difficulty. This is not, the mole was not planning on doing this, so it's not going to be against the mole. I'm going to say difficulty 3.
That's a good one. Chitika? Oh, it's an enabler. Oh, but I have to use my action only to move. Can I use 2 enablers at a time?
GM's prerogative to say no, but what enablers are you combining?
I'm not combining enablers. I want to... Well, actually, I would be. I would combine flight, not fight, but I would also want to combine disincentivize.
I'm blanking on what this
is supposed to be an action.
It says enabler.
I know it says enabler, but it lets you do a kind of action.
Let me see if it says enabler in the
you hinder all actions attempted by any number of targets. Okay. Within a short range, you can understand you. You choose which targets are affected. Affected targets' actions are hindered for 1 round. It's kind of like it wants to be the opposite of encouragement, but encouragement is an action. My best guess is if it's not a typo, then someone was thinking, well, if the character is doing this as a reaction to an NPC, then they're not doing it on their turn. So it can't be an action because then they wouldn't be able to do anything.
I mean, I know what I want to actually bind it with, but... Oh, I want it to be an enabler. I like it being an enabler.
Well, yes, because it makes it more powerful. Beth is reacting to what Ellie has shared from the old Gus's Cypher System reference document. Editor's notes, it's unclear what kind of action disincentivize enables, or if it can enable any action the PC takes. The ability seems quite powerful in comparison with comparable is a word choice that amuses me. Abilities like bash and swipe. If the GM agrees, the ability is an action rather than an enabler and is treated as an area attack.
I
am inclined to agree with the editor notes because the way disincentivize reads, it's encouragement, but mirror universe encouragement. It's wearing a goatee.
Well, what I was figuring is I would be pairing it at higher levels with encouragement, usually to discourage the enemies and inspire the allies.
Yes, but then it's just...
It's boosting encouragement as a higher level.
It's boosting encouragement.
It's a tier 3 ability. I think it's tier 3. That's why I took it. That's why I had to take it.
Yeah, but then it's just saying, well, I'm just not going to spend effort on things because I've got this and it's one intellect point. So I'm going to go with the editor's notes for here. You can do the other thing. That's an enabler. But I'm not going to let you roll disincentivize into this. I am disincentivizing your ability to use disincentivize.
All right, then I'm going to fix it here. And I'm sulking because I was so clever. I went, that's an enabler. And I looked it up carefully so I could pair it with the thing.
The GM
sulking
is making a note of your sulking.
Sulk. Okay. All right, where's the...
Sulking has been noted.
I want to make
you're also already getting an XP for this.
I don't want... Oh, again, XP for it? Okay, hang on.
Yes, because it's a GM intrusion.
All right, fine. All right, I will cross that out so it's an action. We'll save it, close that.
We're pausing as character sheets are edited in real time.
Well, okay.
Indeed, I'm actually not quite sure what the point of having disincentivize be an ability is, since hindering enemies and encouraging allies have the exact same mechanical effect.
I wanted to double dip. Actually, they don't have They don't have the same effect. I only can ease one of the following task types, but I could hinder everything that the target does.
Ah, true.
So I could ease attack and hinder the target's attack, which would then reverse to ease defense. So I could then get basically two. I could be easing both defense and attack. Actually, I'd be hindering their defense as well, which would that should technically double dip on attack easement. Okay.
So it is
better. Do they have a fact about this?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, in any case, I'm going to use the flight, not fight, then, which is, can I do that? It's an enabler, so okay. But then that will restrict me to not being able to use an action when my actual initiative comes around.
You can't use an action right now.
I know. Fight not flight is a enabler. But can I use that one to run away from the cave-in?
You can't use it this time, no. You'd have to be using an action only to move. You don't have an action now, it's not your turn.
My brain just is throwing a wobbly at this. You know, how do you avoid the cave-in? I would like to run away from the cave-in. Do I have any abilities that would ease running away from a cave-in? Well,
you can
fight, not flight, running away. Do you see my dilemma here, Crash?
I see. And I will make the non-precedent setting decision that you can pay it forward. Pay it forward is the wrong term. You can use fight, not flight, and then you're taking your turn early, basically. And I'm coming up to the decision because
this is
technically Tam's turn. You're going next.
Right. But the other question I have about, since it's cave-in, what stat pool was it going to be affecting?
If it hits me, what happens? I am going to say that if you attempt to avoid getting buried alive through some type of speed-related thing, and I would argue flight, not fight, is speed related.
Oh, definitely.
Then yeah, it's speed damage. If you are trying to do something where it's more might based, then I'm going to give you might damage.
Chitika is going to bundle herself up into a little ball, going eep, and do a might defense on this. She's basically going to try to roll into a little ball that covers the parts of her that are more tender, like her head, so in such a way that she will be able to uncurl and dig her way free later. Or maybe not dig her way free if there's not too much of it.
We could argue on your turn the reason why you are not taking an action is because you're popping out. Okay.
Possibly. But my defense. I'm going to have...
Difficulty 3.
Okay. Might defense, difficulty 3. It's a trained might defense. base 3, and I don't have anything there, so I'm just going to do that.
And that's a success.
Good.
Okay. But the cave-in is also hitting Tam. Tam, how are you avoiding being buried alive? Or are you going to go the Chica route and get buried alive but pop your head out afterwards?
Didn't Tam make a speed defense roll?
Yes.
Tam's already went.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I missed that.
See that 17?
My apologies.
Yeah.
We went through. Yeah.
We did.
I was very distracting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's indeed.
It's all right. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? I'm the one who lost track of what happened. I'm the GM. I'm supposed to keep track of that. Okay. So Tam and Chitika both got a XP because that was a GM intrusion. You have avoided my cave-in trap for various amounts of avoiding. All right. Next up is Chitika's turn, but Chitika technically went for the GM intrusion. Mafa.
Did I? Does that count? Does this, using the skill count as a action then for the defense?
If it says you're using an action, you're using your action.
I didn't use any of the abilities.
Oh, you didn't use flight, not fight?
Nope.
Okay, well then back up. We're going to back up. So Mafa gets ready to do a thing, and then Chitika jumps in front.
Now Chitika is going to use an action. Chitika is in fact going to use disincentivize to shriek imprecations while underneath the rubble, underneath the dirt, and wishes to hinder the Molkin in question, who has been causing all this trouble and is the absolute worst, and how dare they kidnap an elderly ratkin matriarch that is the absolute worst. Were they raised in a barn? Were they raised in a hole in the ground that was damp and wiggly and had horrible mucky mud all over the place and has gotten into their ears and do this, but like high-pitched for unending amount of time?
You call this a well-constructed tunnel? The whole thing just fell down with a single gunshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
Where are the support beams, I ask you?
What kind of a digger even are you? Were you like self-taught? Were you trained by Birdkin or something? I mean, sorry about this, Lucy, but I mean, you don't dig, Lucy. You don't dig. You're not even as good as a burrowing owlkin.
Somewhere in the windbreak, Hoomfully goes, "Well, that was quite rude. Cut back to." All right, so you are disincentivizing the Molkin assassin. That is your action. And now we,
yes,
once again, for the first time, wait, no, not the first time, but regardless, it is Mafa's turn.
Excuse me. So what is the situation in here? Is the ceiling continuing to collapse?
A large chunk came down, but if no one else starts poking up there, maybe it'll be okay. But it's you're not all actively being buried. It was part of the ceiling came down on top of several people.
Okay. The rest of the tunnel chamber is more or less intact.
Yes.
Okay.
You do have to crouch to be anywhere other than directly below the tunnel that Chitika and friends dug down, or the spot where there was an impromptu excavation through blunderbuss fire. But there's a difference between having to crouch down and having to be on your belly. Crouching you can do.
Okay. Is Chitam, at a glance, is Chitam conscious?
Yes, and angry. Chitam does not technically have disincentivize as a skill, but she's attempting to use it anyway.
Okay. And she's like tied up?
She is tied up and was apparently until very recently gagged as well.
Okay. And Shay is not all the way down the tunnel, right?
Correct. He'll be all the way down the tunnel on his turn, and he'll be able to do an action at that point. He's that close.
Okay. So I'm just making sure that I've got...
You are building up a mental image of... Yes. No. We've established this. Chitika is not the god of ducks. There are no ducks in a row here.
How far am I from Chitam?
10 to 15 feet.
Okay.
Not 10, not 15, somewhere in between that.
Okay, so I would have to make a speed roll if I wanted to move to Japan and also take an action.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make a speed roll. Is that difficulty 3?
For moving, it would be difficulty 4, according to the...
Okay. Ah, okay. And I don't really have any skills that would apply here, but I am putting a level of effort in.
That's another GM intrusion.
Yes, my feet fell off. I'm going to spend luck to reroll that.
Okay. Nope, that's good, because I was struggling to think, what can I do that would be a GM intrusion here? Cave-in. No, I just did a cave-in. What else could I do? How about a cave-in? That is another nat one.
What?
The game really wants me to get a GM intrusion here.
Apparently.
Apparently so. Okay, let me check the button for private GM roll. I am going to, not roll ciphers. I'm not rolling ciphers. I am looking for combat intrusions. I'm going to roll 3 and then pick something. And Tam was the last character I had selected, so it's saying Tam is rolling 3 combat intrusions. Okay. The god of trickery is rolling combat intrusions. That could be on brand.
Correct.
However... I don't think in this case Tam would be picking these things specifically.
Oh, dear.
Because you would want to hinder your opponent, not your teammates.
Generally, yes.
Okay, we're definitely not that one. That one doesn't apply. Okay, so you run towards Chitika.
Chitam.
But what you did, not Chitika, Chitam. But unfortunately, what you did not take into account was that Baby B was still circling, trying to get a hairpin strike. And we can argue about whether or not you will have jail for 1,000 years afterwards. But the bottom line is, let me reveal this to everyone. Two characters bump into each other and are knocked off balance. Both are hindered by 2 steps on their next turn. I will argue that you do get to Chitam if by get to, we say... You land flat on your face in front of Chitam, at kind of like if you were there to pay homage or tribute, and underneath your ankle is a rather upset, but while off balance, apparently unharmed, Baby B.
Okay. I guess that's my turn then.
2 nat ones in a row. Yeah.
Does this mean that Mafa gets 2 XP?
No, you don't get XP for rolling a... That one.
There are some GM intrusions where I'd argue. Does. What's that?
Press usually does.
But... Usually does, but passed. for this one that I rolled up, I can't see how. Actually, no. Thank you for reminding me. You do get the XP for this. You're failing forward, if nothing else. As you fell forward, you failed forward. And Baby B will use their turn to untangle themselves from the single ankle. It is the Mulkin Assassin's turn. They have been disarmed, so they are going to attempt to flee.
Hindered in this.
Well, certainly, but I don't roll.
True.
So what they are doing is they are attempting to book it down a tunnel. It is not the one that Tam and company came through. They are going down the other passageway that has not been explored by any of the players yet. They are leaving their blunderbuss behind.
Free blunderbuss.
Yeah. I mean, Tam's not wrong. Rara indignantly uses her paws to push some of the dirt off of her because it fell during the brief cave-in and blocked some of her light. You might want to go get him. He's getting away. Shay's turn. Shay drops down and attempts to run down the tunnel after the Mulkin. Tam.
I would also like to run after the Mulkin. I'm good at that.
You are quite good at that. So the Mulkin was not attempting any actions other than running, which you could argue meant they got 50 feet down the tunnel. Mm. With that distance in mind, is there anything you wish to attempt?
Yes. Yes, there is.
You challenge the Mulkin to a dance battle.
Let me check.
Also, the slowly rotating goose that shows that it's Tam's turn in the initiative is kind of hypnotic to watch.
Well, they have not been attacked this round yet, so I don't get an asset for that. I don't think they have any other assets. So this probably isn't going to work very well.
Well,
except I do have 3 luck points, and if I spend 2 of them, that will be a success, won't it?
Yes, because that would bring it to an 18, which would be difficulty 6, and that's what you needed.
Therefore, well, once in a while, you just have to step on someone's tail, especially when they think they've gotten away.
And moles aren't known for having very long tails, so if you have to step a little bit higher, that's fine. You may or may not exactly. kick their butt. Literally.
Yes. That's where I was going with this.
Okay. And that, dear listeners, was the use of the gallop ability, which is a fun little thing, which if I remember correctly, I wrote this. You move up to a long distance without needing to make a roll, down from being difficulty 4, or a medium distance if you are attempting to trample someone. And this was a short distance, so they're right at the edge of a short distance, so this is fine. The attempt is a speed attack roll made with an asset if the target is further away than a short distance. They were right at a short distance, so we didn't get to do that, but looks like we didn't need it because you had 2 luck points. Succeeding does 2 points of damage for a target at short range, 3 points for medium range. Targets closer than short range cannot be trampled. This is an action. You are doing 2 points of trampling damage. People do not tend to stay upright when they are trampled, so the Molkin is in a position where Maffa can empathize partially, but Maffa has not had someone with hooves run over her, so Maffa's not able to empathize 100%. I imagine everyone is okay with this except for the Molkin, but no one's asking the Molkin. So they have been knocked prone. They have hoof prints all over their back, and you are now in front of them.
Careful going so fast, you might trip.
I have a question, because in order to do this, you had to run past Shay. How did you... you got past Shay. I would be saying that you didn't if you had failed this roll, but you did not fail. How do you get past Shay?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how this tunnel looks.
It's a little curvy.
But I think it's something like that maneuver that happened with the bartender a few sessions ago.
Oh, some wall walking.
That too, some redirection of momentum. Shay may have gotten swung around slightly.
Okay. Shay may or may not be facing the action at this point. Poor Shay. Not as poor as Maury. Shay at least cannot read minds. Shay doesn't know how good Shay has it, regardless.
I think everyone but me is having a bit of a time right now. I say despite the fact that Tam is definitely having a bit of a time right now, look at their speed pool.
Definitely. But it's not 0 yet.
Right. Therefore, I'm fine.
Everyone's fine until they're not. Whoa, tautology. Chitika. 2 of your companions and 1 enemy have run off into the darkness.
Chitika is under the dirt and can't see much of this. Oh, right, Chitika has awareness.
You popped out of the dirt, remember?
Nope. Chitika stayed mostly under the dirt. Chitika was hoping that it would provide protection from many more of those dadgum shooty things.
All right. Well, you are aware that 2 allies and an enemy have run off into the darkness. Well, near darkness. There's enough light coming down that it doesn't bounce off the walls very well because it's soil, but it is passing down the passageway a little bit at least.
Time to dig out and this time, alas, it is going to be only to move.
So you're going to go down the tunnel?
With my speed defense tasks eased, yes.
Okay. You head down the tunnel and find a Shay struggling a little bit to remember which way Shay should be running, because apparently Shay got spun in a circle briefly. You are able to provide that guidance by letting Shay know that you're coming from a direction, and that's probably not the direction Shay wants to run.
Coming through, coming through, coming through.
Shay follows. You are able to get up to the point where there is a Molkin with some familiar-looking hoof prints over their back on the ground in front of a triumphant-looking Tam, who is clearly having a wonderful time. Nothing is wrong at all. No one knows why anyone would bring that up.
Jadika would like to end her turn on top of a Molkin, but understands if this will not be permitted.
I will allow the toe of one of your forepaws, as if you were just sticking it out after being told don't cross that line, and you crossed it anyway.
Smack.
Like Gandhi taking a pinch of salt from the ocean, you have crossed that line. Mafa, it is your turn.
Let's see if I can roll higher than a two. Have the nibblings popped their heads out of the cave-in yet?
They have. The ones who haven't are getting pulled out by the ones who have. There's a few who are running around to help, but after the cave-in, they seem to have a bit harder time focusing on how they should be helping, including a few over there who seem to be bickering over which way to point the blunderbuss. Currently, it's not being pointed at anyone in particular or at all. So you can file that away for future problems to deal with. There's at least two that are running in a circle. It's possible that one of them is following the other one because they assume the other one knows where to go, which is why they're both going in a circle.
That tracks.
None of them have gotten into their heads to help Jatam, because Jatam is yelling enough that she's probably fine. If she wasn't fine, she'd not be yelling.
I am not going to roleplay this because it would be loud. But I am going to try and get the nibbling's attention and point to Shay's rope and indicate that they should get Chitam back to the surface.
Okay.
And then I am going to try and, if I can, I'm going to try and take the blunderbuss away.
Okay. So I have good news and bad news. The good news is the nibblings collectively aren't that very hard of a difficulty level, because they are a bunch of children. The bad news is, this is going to be a roll for persuasion.
Yes.
So, it was going to be difficulty 2, but you have an inability that makes it difficulty 3, plus the GM intrusion previously, so that makes it difficulty 5.
Yep. I am, as before, going to put effort into this.
Well,
and it didn't matter.
You get a luck point. So, here is what occurs. They do form a ratkin huddle, where, as is the nature of all huddles, there's somebody who sticks their head up and looks around before the guy goes back down in the huddle. It is tradition. It is what you have to do. Then they scatter again, surround Jatam, go underneath her. She rises up and sort of floats upon the back of baby ratkin, over to the rope, where collectively they hoist her up out. They haven't untied her. At this point, she is trying to explain to them that they should be. If they hadn't stopped to untie her, then they haven't done what you told them to do, which was carry her out. The blunderbuss is going with them. It's a mobile mosh pit. And by mobile, I mean it's going upwards. The y-axis is changing. So you were not able to get the blunderbuss. It is in the hands of children. I'm sure everything will be fine. I think I just heard it go off. Don't worry, it's fine. Okay, so you have attempted to convince the nibblings. It did not go as planned. Because most of what you were doing was talking, I'm disinclined to say that was the same as doing a regular action. What's that?
I took an action.
Okay.
I would like to not belabor this, please.
Okay. I was actively trying to think through it. That's the main thing. All right. As your turn finishes, you see Baby B run off down the tunnel. Tam, you are standing triumphantly in front of the Molkin. They don't get up. They go down.
Tick, 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 tick.
Pretty much. Their head goes down first, and then there's an indentation where they were, but they're filling in the tunnel behind them as they tunnel. So now you're in front of a roughly mole-shaped indentation. It is Mrara's turn. Mrara looks over at Mafa and says, "It was a good suggestion. Children don't always follow good suggestions. It's why I like them." Shay catches up to Tam just as it hits Tam's turn. Tam, what would you like to do?
Well, digging doesn't really seem...
It's not one of your skill sets.
No. Nor do I want to start now.
Yes?
You're good at finding people, right?
I'm tracking them now, roughly.
They haven't really gotten that far. It's almost as if somebody is hindering their abilities.
Or at least was previously.
Yes.
And will be again in a moment.
The once and future disincentivization.
Uh-huh.
Oh, drat. I wanted to give her one of my ciphers, but it's a subtle cipher.
Oh, right. I might have ciphers. Where would I keep my ciphers? I don't have any ciphers. Oh, well.
Because I have an effort enhancer, but...
Oh, I do have one.
Yes. Chitika has a manifest cipher, which for listeners at home, subtle ciphers are things you can do. Manifest ciphers are things that you have.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't been giving out a lot of ciphers because I've been doing the thing at the start of each session where I just say, hey, you got an asset in this thing now.
Yeah, that's reasonable. And also more likely to be remembered.
And used.
Uh-huh.
And both of those things are important, the remembering and the using.
Uh-huh.
Now, technically, rules as written, because you're all on the same side of the initiative from your opponent, you don't have to be going in the order that you've been going.
Oh.
So you could totally wait for Mafa to catch up and not forfeit your turn. I've been doing initiative order specifically.
That seems like a good idea.
I've been doing initiative order as rolled simply because that way none of us forgets whose turn it is. And then I still forgot, but never mind about that.
I am going to wait because anything I could do to give an asset to Chitika sounds like it would involve doing extra digging, and that is a can of worms, or perhaps a dirt pile of worms that I don't really want to open right now.
With that mental imagery, Mafa, do you attempt to catch up, or do you attempt to follow the blunderbuss?
Mafa is going to spend the next several turns getting back to the surface via far step, and then trying to get the blunderbuss into the hands of a priest and untie Chitam.
Okay.
So Mafa is effectively out of the action.
In Mafa's shoes, I would probably be doing the same thing because a bunch of children with a blunderbuss.
Yeah.
Okay. You far step to the surface. You see that Chitam is starting to get untied. Baby Ratkin are pretty good at chewing through things. So they are chewing through the bounds rather than trying to undo knots. There seems to be a scuffle over whose turn it is to carry the blunderbuss. So that'll be your next thing to deal with. But that leaves Champ. Yeah. I portmanteaued your character names. Tam and Chitika. And technically Shay. And now Baby B.
Chitika would like to know what direction the mole is going after down.
It looks like they're continuing parallel to the tunnel. They have an escape route. They're just trying to get around the obstacle that is that rude person with the hooves.
Chitika would like to basically just follow the parallel, the digging, and is going to keep up, going to restart the disincentivizing, and if it's audible at all, is keeping up on the how dare you, et cetera, et cetera. What kind of rodent kin do you think you even are? Blah, 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 blah.
Because you are not digging, I would argue that you can walk at a pace similar to what someone's digging at and still be disincentivizing. Try. This is
if it can be heard. The target has to be heard.
Okay.
Although actually give it doesn't say that they have to be heard. They just say that they have to understand me.
Give me a roll. This is going to be intellect-based, difficulty 5.
Let's see. I rolled a 14. I need to make a 15. Can I spend one luck point to make that a 15?
You certainly can.
I had a lot of luck anyway.
Okay. So you're able to keep up because you were able to keep up and be heard, which slows them down more so you can keep up more easily.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really gotten very far at all because of how much you've slowed them down. Tam, you haven't gone yet. Chitika is pretty much walking slowly down the tunnel, yelling downwards in a way where you're fairly certain Chitika is yelling directly in the direction that the mole is in.
I want to see if I can find where they're going to.
They appear to be
for them.
Okay. So you want to go down the tunnel more?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to get dark again.
It is going to get dark again.
Unfortunately, I am aware.
Okay.
At least to the Mulkins, its sight is also hindered.
Maybe. It's a Mulkin.
I mean, right now it's dirt in all directions.
Yeah.
For the Mulkin.
Just, you know, when it pops out.
Okay. So, you continue down the tunnel that, from what you can see with Chitika, is definitely going in the same direction that this upper tunnel is going in. Just, they tried to take an exit ramp and then get on later on. A detour. You come to a ladder.
Up or down?
Up. It goes up to what appears to be a large piece of tile. You've seen this tile before, you think. You've seen what the tile looks like above, probably. They keep using the same tiles all throughout the grounds. And while you're doing this, Baby B is keeping pace with Chitika and stabbing down with the hairpin every so often. Most of these don't do anything, but occasionally you hear a, ow!
Have a question.
Yes.
Actually, I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, how long are rounds again?
I looked it up, and I honestly do not remember anymore. It varies, like so many other things in Cypher System.
Okay. Two, if this is all a movement action, can I get up onto the ladder and hang down?
I'll allow you one rung.
All right. No hanging down.
But you won't be on the dirt floor.
Indeed.
The ladder appears to be attached to the dirt wall, and it definitely appears to be homemade. By homemade, I mean scrap wood stuck together. Some spots are nailed, other spots are tied.
Ooh, something like that's very easy to break.
Well, it only needs to support a Mulkin's weight.
My turn. I will wait.
Okay. Does Chitika do anything different, or are you going to continue this path?
I'm going to continue this path because no one has mentioned that maybe Chitika should pretend to let this go. Chitika is like bleeding slightly and limping and filthy and was having a perfectly nice day until everything exploded, which is probably the Smolkin's fault as well. And the Mulkin should feel extremely bad for itself. And also it is a horrible excuse for a digging creature. These tunnels are terrible.
This is going to take several turns, by the way.
Yeah, I figure.
Okay.
Chitika has enough edge on disincentivizing things. Chitika can keep this up all day.
Captain Chitika, I can do this all day.
Mm-hmm. She can also keep up the awareness all day if need be. So, you know, that's the only reason she'd pause is if her awareness runs out.
Okay. During this time, very briefly, we cut to the surface to see that, in fact, there is someone with medical knowledge among the clerics. Not a novice. Someone higher ranking than that. Not at the top tier. But someone with medical training is giving Chitam a look over to make sure everything's fine. Chitam is yelling at them that, of course, everything is fine. They are not taking her at her word, but she's grumbling about that. Meanwhile, there are, in fact, a minimum of three novices that are now chasing two ratkin that are running with the blunderbuss because this is very fun for them. At no point is it pointed towards anyone, and they seem to have good trigger control. However, they're having a grand old time of playing keep away. Cut back to Tam, how would you like to position yourself while you see Chitika slowly venturing down the tunnel, yelling at the dirt?
A pitch supersonic.
Sorry, I didn't.
Time got a little wibbly wobbly because this is taking so long for the Mulkin to tunnel. At this point, their effort to escape is sunk cost fallacy.
They should be digging further away, but they haven't thought to do that yet. Possibly because their intelligence rolls are hindered.
It's possible that a lot of things are hindered right now. But I was only allowing you one rung earlier. But because status quo is being maintained, while you see them coming, you can position yourself on the ladder however you want. You could even go up the whole ladder and push the tile out of the way if you wanted to.
But then they would notice that I'm there, ready to grab them.
Okay.
However, is this ladder bearing my weight?
It is holding your weight. It creaks a bit in a way that you don't like, probably, unless you want to break it. But it is currently holding your weight.
Can I loosen the rope on a rung or two and carefully step back to wait?
I won't even require a roll for that. You're the god of trickery.
Exactly. And you have
more knives than what you had when this campaign started.
I just think that it would be amusing if they try to go up the ladder and fall down into my arms.
Jatika, you get to the ladder. The movement stops. Then, in a burst of speed, a mole shoots up out of the ground, dirt flying everywhere, and attempts to scurry up the ladder.
Spending speed points, no doubt.
NPCs
don't
have speed
points. Two of them, they
don't
have an edge on it. Huh?
NPCs don't have speed points.
Nevertheless,
they
I
have
can
one
make jokes
pool.
About
it's
the scurry ability.
Certainly. Well, they are scurrying. They are scurrying.
Yes.
You are hindering their ability to scurry.
Yep. Well, that's Chica's main action is to do disincentivizing, and that is what she is going to do. Louder.
I did tell Tam I wasn't going to expect them to roll for this because of how obvious it was. In this case, I am going to say, because of that scenario being put in place and the disincentivizing happening with Chitam. Not Chitam, Chitika. Yeah. Chitam's over there.
Yeah.
Yelling at the doctor. My blood pressure is fine. According to this, it's twice what it should be. Yeah, totally fine.
Ratkin. Angry Ratkin.
You want to see it go higher? I can make it go higher. Please don't. Cutting back to, I am going to make Tam make one roll, and this is to catch a rapidly falling molekin. This is going to be difficulty 2. There's nothing about this that they have planned.
Oh, for pity's sake. Do you have a luck point on that? Can I give luck points? Can I give my luck points?
I have the terrible suspicion that I have managed to catch a falling molekin with my face. Possibly because I cannot see in the dark.
There.
Ironically, if you had pushed that tile out of the way, there would have been light coming down, so you would have been able to see. You know what? That's funnier than what I was going to say happens. So, yes. Molekin shoots up out of the ground. Suddenly, the rungs aren't. There is a leap from Tam's face that puts all of the molekin's weight behind it. How do you like them apples? Followed by two rungs smacking Tam's head in rapid succession. Take 2 points of mic damage from that. They make woodblock sounds as each one hits your horns. And the molekin assassin runs off down a side tunnel into the darkness. And that is where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you everyone for playing. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Io. Who would like to plug a thing?
Ian's mom writes books at elizabethmccoy.com. I mean, I don't write them at that would be weird. That would be like a Google Docs thing, and I do not use Google Docs because I don't trust it. The cloud is someone else's computer, and I want it on my computer. Thanks. And check out the books that are there, and if you just want to sample them, you ask your library to get the ebooks, because the ebooks are actually pretty cheap for libraries. So, and speaking of cool things that can be actually quite cheap...
Well, podcasts are free. If anyone is charging you for a podcast, they don't understand how podcasts work. Let the RSS feed exist. And we take all these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com, where you can subscribe to the RSS feed of whatever campaigns you care about, or one RSS feed to rule them all. If you go with that one, you'll get 2 episodes a week. Or if you want them a bit more sporadic, but sometimes in a higher frequency, and certainly months in advance, you can become a Patreon patron at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shan Shan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
"They'll never take me alive!" Dirt wall. Okay, this way! They'll never take me up! They'll never take me up!
Good night, everybody.
Still tracking.
Good night.
For a definition of good.